Charuv hamurkav, not a charuv that you're already grafted. Not if you have the shikma tree, it's a little bit older, that you already cut off the branches so it should start growing better. And then it's not included in the sale of the soda. Then it's called like a dava choshev by itself. That's not included in the sale of a soda. Now the Gemara explains. What do you mean the stones of the field that's necessary for the field? So here we learn the means avne diachve. Rashbam says, if you cut down the bundles of wheat, you let the wheat stay there to dry out. So you're afraid the wind will spread them out. So you put some stones on top of them to hold them down. Those stones are called part of the field. Ula Oma Ula says, Avonim Hastura together. If you have stones that were set up to be like a fence, to use for a fence, that's called stones of the field. Together, not that they're sodu, not that they're sodu means, no, they're set up, but rush rather avonim tzivuras, as long as they gather together, even though they're not set up yet. That's also considered stones for the field. Samura says Anachanami. No, Samura says Tony Siduras. No, learn Siduras. And Rabchia, don't learn tzivuras, but learn Siduras. And so the Samura says, yeah. Hochi Tagim, here we've been targeting, what does the Mishnah mean by avonim? Avne diachve, that stones that are used to hold down the wheat, they should not be spread out with the wind. The Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the misaknon afagav deloy machton. As long as they're set aside to be used for that purpose, even though you do not use them yet. Shvam zafagav deloy machton, sheinu munachet v'teich asoda. Even though they're not inside the field yet. Elochut v'asod, even though they're only outside the field. But as long as you set them aside to be used for the field, those stones are also included in the sale of the field. But the Rabbonah, no, who the machten? According to Rabbonah, it's only included. The Rabban says, the Rabbonah means the Amri le'mocha kol tashmish kerem elaham yuchodim harbe le'tashmish v'nenim kor melim keim machten m'tech asoda. Only if the stones were already brought into the field, then if those stones are the stones that they're going to use to hold down the wheat that shouldn't be spread dispersed with the wind, that's included in the sale. Now, Uliula Diyom, according to that learns Pshat in the Mishnah, what do stones mean that you need for the field? Avonim Hasduras together, it means stones that are set up to be used for a fence around the field. Says so, Rabbi Meir, the Misakno Nafagav Loi Sidron, the Meir is always like more of a Mako, more is included in the sale. So as long as the stones were Misakin, were set aside for the purpose to make a wall with it, even though you did not set up the stones yet, it's also included. But the Rabbanan who the Sidron, according to Rabbanan, it's only included if he already set up the stones. He didn't cement them down yet, but as long as he made a row of stones to be used for the wall, that's included in the sale of the soda. Then the Mishnah says, V'yasakhanim shevakeren shel matzarka. You also include in the sale the reeds that are there in the vineyard, holding up the vines. So where it says, kanim mayavidatayo, what are kanim, what are reeds doing in the kerem, in the vineyard? What are you doing with kanim there? Army the very Abianai Kanim Hamachukin, that kanim that are split, Shemamidim Tachasakafanim, that you put underneath the vines to hold up the vines. Hashbam says Kanam Chasolam Machloki means Mifutsolam. Abdafka split, he learns, means they're peeled. You have peeled reeds. Shemamidim Tachasakafanim, Treshigafanim Zakufin, in order the vines should be like growing upwards, and the cluster of grapes will be hanging on it. It shouldn't have to lie on the ground and get spoiled on the ground. That's what these kind of are here for. If so, the Rebbe Meir, that's always a mekel, the mashpiyim v'yafagav loy mukman. According to our Meir, as long as they're smoothed out and fit to be used, even though they're not stuck into the ground yet, still it's called kanim that are going to be used for the field. It's included in the sale of the field. But the Rabbanan hu the mukman. But according to the Rabbanan, it's only include if you're mukman, if you set up these kanim in the field already. If you stuck it into the ground already, so these kanim are being used for the kerem, that's included in the sale. Then the Mishnah says, "V'yesa tfuwa mechuber lakaka." If you have tfuwa wheat, that's mechuber lakaka, that's included. What's the chiddush? So Gemara says, "V'yafagav dematoyi lemechzad." Even though already came the time to cut it down, it's like fully grown already. So I would have thought to say, koloi medlikzer kakotzadom, it's still like it's cut down already. Kamashla, no, still it's not cut down yet. Still it's called part of the field. It's part of the sale of the field.
Then the Mishnah says, "V'yatzchitza sakanim." We have a cluster, a bunch of reeds growing, comes out of one stalk. Rashban says, "Shepchusim beis roiva," smaller than the size of a roiva of a calf. So what's the kiddush over here? The yafagav the alimi, even though they're thick ones. Still, I would have thought maybe it's choshev by itself. Kamashmla, no, still called part of the karka. Since it's not big, it's not the size of a roiva a calf. It's not choshev by itself. It's bottle to the karka. Then the Mishnah says, "V'yasashomiro," if you have a watch house there, "Shein asui betit," if it's not made with cement, that's also included in the field. And afagav the like kviya b'yarya, the chiddush is, even though it's not kavu in the ground, like it's metal, you can move it around. Still though, that's called part of the sale. Because even though it can be moved around, still though it's called included in the sale of the sada. Then v'yesacharuv and the boxer tree she'enoy muka that wasn't grafted yet v'yes besulis hashikma that the young shikma tree afagav dialim the chiddush even though it's a thick bark even though it's a thick trunk still lemaisa it's included in the sale of the field. But the stones that are not tzarich of the field, they're not included. So the Rabbi Meir, what does it mean? Of course, Rabbi Meir means to lay misaknan. If these stones were not set aside to be used for the purpose of the field, they're not in the sale. The Rabbonon, the lay machkan. According to the Rabbonon, even though they're set aside, for according to the Rabbonon, it has to at least be brought to the field. If the stones were not brought to the field yet, it's not included in the sale. According to that says we're talking about stones that are set aside or like lined up to be used for a gate, for a fence. So the Rabbi Meir, the Lame Mesach, and again, according to Rabbi Meir means it wasn't set aside even to be used for the fence. And the Rabbanan, the Lame Sidran, according to the Rabbanan, no, even though these stones were set aside to be used to make a fence out of them, but as long as you were not inside of them, you didn't put them in a row, pile them up, that's not called included in the sale. Then v'loya sakan of shebekerim sheinu matzarkoi. We have the reeds in the kerim. It's not the tzarich of the kerim. It's not included. What does that mean? The Rabbi Meir the loy mashpin. Of course, what Meir means it wasn't smoothing out yet. And the Rabbanan the loy mukman. According to Rabbanan, it means that you did not put them into the field yet. You didn't put them into the ground that they should be standing there to help the vines. If you didn't put them in yet, that's not called tzarich hakarka. Then if you have wheat, the crop that was already cut down already, even though it's lying on the ground, that's not included in the sale of the karka. Even though it still needs the ground. Stamoy means maybe you want to dry it out there yet, you still want it to stay on the ground. But that's the chiddush. But as long as you cut them off already, it doesn't need it to grow with it, so then it's not included in the sale of the karka. Then, v'loyes chitza sakanim, and not reeds, she base roiva. Not if you have a bunch of reeds growing, if it's wide, the size of a via sakav. Now that's called the choshev by itself, and that's not called part of the ksada. The chiddush is v'yafagav diktini, even though they're small ones, but as long as there are a bunch of them so wide that exceeded by itself, it's not included in the sale of the karka. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabo, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Loi Chitza Sakanim Bavad, not only the Chitza Sakanim is included in the sale, Ela Afilo Aruga Katana, Shel Besamim, even a small row of Besamim of perfume, V'yeshlo Shem Befnei Yatzmo, and it has a name by itself, also ain't in the kerosimah, it's not part of the sale. Alright, not only chitzas akanim, a cluster of kanim, of reeds, that's not included in the sale, it's called a davar choshev by itself, but even a small row of the samim, things that grow that you smell, it also has a name by itself, and mainly you didn't sell it, I sold you the sodestam, not something special, so this perfume is not called included in the sale. Amara Papa, Vulde Korolo Varda Tapalnya. It has to have a name by itself. Like Arugas Bosom Shoplani is called a certain name to this row of perfume. Since it has a name by itself, that makes like a Dov Choshuv, therefore it's
by itself, it's not included in the sale of the Sada.
Then the Mishnah says, V'lo yesah shomiro ho asuyi v'tit. If you have the watch house there that's made with tit, and made with cement, then it's not included. It's like a dove choshev by itself. If you did not speak it out, it's not included in the sale of the Sada, even though it's there in the Sada. So the Chiddush is, V'yafagav de mechaber v'yaryo. Even though it's kaviyah, it's stationary in the ground. So I would have thought to say it should be bottled to the ground. Kamashla, no. Since it's a dove choshev by itself, it's a house like, I did not sell you that. I only sold you the Sada, not the watch house. Then v'loya sachruv hamurkav, not if it was grafted, v'loya sadan hashikma, and not this shikma tree. The Kiddush is, v'yafagav tiktini. Even though they're small ones, but as long as you graft it once, or else you cut off the branches and make it grow better, even though it's still small, still it's called choshev by itself. It's not part of the sale. Boyi Rebeleza, melav nois shel psochim, the frames of doors. Now, what's the halacha? Are they included in the sale of the sod or not? Now, so Rashbam explains, Mishom asnis and the kamifla gibir shemira. Our Mishnah makes a difference by the watch house. Bein asu latit l'shein asu tit. Whether it was made with cement or not. Therefore, we ask the Shaila here also, if you have these frames of the door, are they included in the sale or not? Now, it's like this. Heicha de mechabri betin, if it's cemented down, lo tiboiloch, to a mechabri, it's included. So avad, it's part of the wall. So if you're selling, let's say, the house, so you're selling the wall, avad, the frame of the door is also included. Ki tiboiloch, where is my Shaila? De nekita besichi. It's only put there, besichi, you say this, with pegs. But it's easy to take it apart. It's not cemented down. So mao, what's the shaila? Rashi says, mao, Rashba mao. Mi, I'm reading, ain't it le pesach. The frame is not necessary for the door. Kokach. V'lei machron, you didn't sell it along. Oilai, maybe it is. That's the shaila, the frame of the door. Is that also included in the sale of the door of the room or not? Boy Reb Zera. Melav noy shochalonis. Let's say you have the frame of a window. Now also, yeah, I sell you a house, I sell you the wall, there's a window there. Do I mean to sell you the frame of the window also? Now, me, I'm going to do, we say, Lenoye Biyamu Diavdi. It's only made to like it look nice. You don't really need it. It's not like our frames you need for the window itself. Here is just something to make it look nice. That's not called part of the actual binyan. It's not called part of the sale. I do makivu de mechabre mechabre. Since you attach it to the wall, now you can't take it apart. Maybe it's called part of the wall already. So teiku, that's a suffix. This is like a suffix, what he means. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah makes a shout like this. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah.